All right, so I'm sitting here with Amelia Robinson, and Amelia is the star and creator of Mills Trills out of Brooklyn. How did the show come about?
Well, Mills Trills started when I went back to Brooklyn after traveling around the world with my little ukulele. And my sister just had a baby, and I played with her and a bunch of friends in the park, and they really enjoyed it. They told their friends, and their friends told their friends, and then we had a little community going, and it started really organically, just like that.
And the styles of music you do, I think my favorite show song on the album is Calypso. How do you decide, right, this is the song that I'm going to connect with this style?
Oh, I just, whatever really feels good in your body, really. Like, I really am influenced by New Orleans and like Caribbean grooves in general, and I think that comes out through my music without really making a conscious choice to do that. It just organically happens, and I love horns and big brass instruments and parades and all those things that just make you want to dance. Yeah.
And how different is it writing for a young audience compared to writing to an old audience?
Not much different, I don't think, because I think everybody's a kid at heart and everybody wants to have that inner joy come out through music. That's why people seek music. They want to just lose themselves and be in the moment and move and dance. And sometimes. So I don't think there's that much of a difference. In terms of that intention, I think it's just the parameters within that with the kids, in terms of their level of understanding and having a really basic comprehension of concepts. So, you know, I come from an education background too, so it's nice to kind of try out different things with little kids in the classroom and then put them into a show as well. So I've tried to infuse some, like, you know, music education in there too.
Okay, so what's the number one take-home thing I'm going to get from Mills Trills in terms of my musical education?
Just be open to discovering new instruments. I mean, there is a world of instruments out there, many that you probably have never ever heard of.
What's the most unusual that you've ever played?
That I've ever played? The West African djili. It's spelled G-Y-I-L. Is really incredible. It's kind of like a marimba or a balafon, and that's really cool. It's got these hollowed out gourds underneath that have holes in them with paper, and they buzz when you play with mallets. It's really cool.
And we don't get to see one of those in the act.
Not this year, but maybe next.
How are you finding the Fringe so far?
I'm having such a great time. Yeah, I mean, we were here 2 years ago, and we had a great time there. I've even met some of people who have came to my show 2 years ago, and they've come back to see me. It's really nice to reconnect and meet new people and kind of have that knowledge of what it's like and what to expect, and then be able to build on that from previous years.
And when you come to Edinburgh, what do you decide? Right, this is what's going in, this is what's staying out. Is it easier to decide what's coming out of the show rather than what's going into it?
Yeah, I mean, I just see it on the faces when they leave. I see the effect on the music and the effect on the experience more so. And you see this kind of arc when a kid comes in or even a parent comes in kind of guarded, really not knowing what to expect. And by the end, they're like crawling all over me on the stage, and then they're up there, and the parents are really engaged and grateful for just having a good time.
Yeah. So if I come to the show, I'm allowed to crawl all over you?
Only two-year-olds.
Yeah.
Maybe up to five. I don't know.
I can't even make the maths work to figure that in. So. But it must be quite difficult when you structure a show for kids, because, you know, on the one hand you've got to talk to the kid, but on the other hand you've also got to talk to the parent.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think there's a fine line between doing that. But we try to incorporate a lot of interactive games and activities into that for that exact reason. And also the presence of a musical guest is really wonderful, because it's kind of stimulating the parents' mind and allowing them to see what else is out there in the Fringe, because I'm not sure they get that many opportunities to go and see grown-up shows. So I'm kind of bringing that to them. And then also at the same time, the kids' early stages of sensory development, you know, they're getting that. And then the older kids often get to be helpers for certain things, So there's kind of, I really, really try and make effort to make everyone feel a part of it.
All right, well, we like to finish these interviews by asking if there's one show that the audience should go and see after they've seen your show. What should that be?
Oh my God, I still need to see so many things. I think, well, The Pleasance has great comedy if you like that. I this year I'm really into dance and movement, physical theater. And so I liked This Is Brazil. Like, that's just, at the end I felt like a kid. Also, like, they were kind of doing what I do for the kids, where they brought everybody on stage and we had this whole kind of parade off. But there's a lot of really interesting New Zealand stuff that I've seen. Black Grace was amazing, that dance and circus. And I'm really into that this year, yeah.
Fantastic. Amelia, thank you very much for talking to Fringe Review.
Thanks so much, Dan. Take care.